I think they know us pretty well. I think we got a beat on them. We're going to prepare our tails off and go out there and fight. But as far as going there, it's going to be tough. It's going to be cold. It's a away game. I expect to see cheese heads everywhere. It's going to be a playoff atmosphere. I'm excited to be in it. I look forward to it.
Rashad, what do you think the biggest change is in your team and their team since that game back in October?
We've changed both. I mean, I think we both have grown. You know, cutting on the tape, I think they've been even more explosive on the offensive side of the ball. I know they had a hiccup when they was adjusting with their running backs, but I think they answered that and been able to move the ball like they want. Their defense is flying around. They're disruptive, and that's the teams are making plays. And so we've grown offensively. We've been able to run the ball a little bit more, which is going to be huge, you know, especially in this time of the year. Every team always says, got to be able to stop the run, got to be able to run the ball. And that was two things that we was able to do last week against the Skins, and we got to carry that over.
You mentioned being excited, amped up, playoffs. For a lot of guys, it's their first. How do you manage channeling that as a positive and not letting it become overwhelming?
Just that. I mean, it is a positive thing. You should, I mean, not overwhelmed. You're not overwhelmed, but you should have that little kick about you. You know, this is what we play for. This is what we fight for. And now we're finally in that position to play the 17th game, so I expect people to be overwhelmed, but channel it the right way.
What do you expect from that atmosphere? I mean, you've never been in the playoff atmosphere, kind of deal.
Never.
What do you expect from it?
I expect it to be amped up. I expect to feel like a true away team. I expect to be booed. I expect it to be loud when we're out on the field and trying to mess up our cadences and communication. But that's something that you love to do. You know, that's what you look forward to. That's why you play this game. And again, you get to go to Lambeau and do it. So it's going to be fun.
Everyone always says in the playoffs, look, you know, you talk to the veterans who've been in the playoffs, the game's faster. It's more intense. It's faster. You know, you played in a lot of fast games in your career, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Were you anticipated being faster? I mean, you know, from guys you talk to and things like that?
I think the speed, the intensity of the game, I'm assuming, is going to pick up for obvious reasons. You know, this is win or go home. Win and not be able to play another snap until September. So this is all or nothing. And I think every single man is going to put empty their bag on Sunday. So I'm excited for it. And I think we got to be keyed in on our details, no question about that. Have each other's back and do the little things, but I do it extraordinarily well.
How significant or how much relevance is there that this team has had 6 game-winning drives in 4th quarters this year? You've played about as dramatic and emotional kinds of games that you could play and won most of them.
Yeah, and that's huge, and we're going to need that type of confidence going in insurance rather than confidence going into the playoffs, knowing that we can win the close games, knowing we can win in the 4th quarter. You know, knowing that we can move the ball enough, knowing that our defense can stop, and playing complementary football. If we hold on to the football, and again, I keep saying, you know, it's okay to punt the ball. You know, our defense is playing well, make the teams fight and go the long way, score touchdowns because we, you know, field goals is not going to cut it against this team. We do those things, we're gonna find ourselves a good game and have an opportunity to come up with the W.